It's WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. This is Song on the Radio. I'm Robbie. Sorry about that. I don't know. I think that was dead air for a minute. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't do these the Zoom interviews too often, but we're making exceptions because we've got a couple of folks on the line. Let me see if I can make this happen. Hey, Chad, you there?
I'm here.
Oh. Hey, Lance, you there?
Yes, hello.
Oh, yes, that's right. We've got Chad Stockfleth and Lance Bangs, the filmmakers behind the Elephant Six Recording Company documentary that's out kind of in theaters and on the festival circuit the last few weeks. And we're going to be having it here at the Crosstown Theater, part of the Crosstown Arts movie series, every Thursday night. Like I said, sometimes some old stuff, sometimes some brand new stuff. And so we're super excited to have that here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And you guys are joining by Zoom. You guys won't be here, right? Y'all are busy this week, right?
Roman, that's correct. Yeah. On some other shoots. And so is Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so Lance is the producer and Chad, you're the director. How did you guys get connected and make this movie? Like how did y'all connect?
Well, it started, I was working on the film, sort of Robert Schneider had come into my orbit in Kentucky, where I live, and my group of friends that is located in Lexington, our arts community, Robert had moved there. And at the time I was making music videos and shooting live concerts of cool local bands and things like that. Ended up being introduced to Robert and filming an Apples in Stereo concert in roughly 2007, okay, around the time they went on tour for New Magnetic Wonder. And I didn't realize at the time, but it was special because Bill Doss from Olivia Tremor Control had just joined the Apples in Stereo. So I did that multi-camera shoot. And at that point, it was Robert's suggestion that maybe I could undertake the task of potentially trying to make a documentary about him and his friends. And he, you know, put me in touch with a few people. And along that journey, it came to my attention that Lance Bangs had been living in Athens in the 90s and documenting this scene. And I was a big fan of Lance's from his work with a lot of different stand-up comedians and other cool indie bands. And I was like, of course, why wouldn't Lance be involved with this as well? And at that point, I kind of reached out to him and we began the process there. Yeah.
That's cool. And Lance, what drew you? I mean, I think a lot of the folks that are tuning in, appointment listening, knowing what they're getting. But for the folks just tuning in, the Elephant Six, I mean, what drew you to it? What makes it special? Why should people go see this movie?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the movie, and I love the Crosstown Arts compound and the building and the movie theater. I'm pretty sure that you were there. The first screening that happened at that theater was the Sonic Youth Nation film that I made.
Yeah, we connected with Steve Shelley, and he's now got a show here on the station, new untitled show is Tim and Steve. Yeah, cool.
So I am very fond of the theater and everything that's going on there, and I'm happy that this film is screening there. This film is I'm really proud of it. It's kind of a great story of these four friends that started as high school classmates in Ruston, Louisiana. Jeff Mangum, who went on to primarily do music as Neutromilk Hotel. Robert Schneider, who primarily does music as Apples in Stereo. Will Cullen Hart, who primarily did music as Olivia Tremor Control with Bill Doss, and then has had other projects. And then Bill Doss, who Chad mentioned earlier, who not only did Olivia Tremor Control, but also did, join the Apples in Stereo at that time that Chad met him. So these four kind of high school friends that, three of them came to Athens, Georgia. Robert went out to Denver, Colorado, and they just started making all of this great music and artwork and paintings and drawings and just like vibrant things happening. I was in Athens, Georgia as like a teenager and a young filmmaker prior to them turning up there. Like I was there maybe 90, 91, 92 doing stuff with REM and some of the bands that were already great bands in Athens, Georgia, which has a wonderful music scene. And then was also making films with other bands that would come to Athens, like Pavement, Nirvana, Sonic Youth, like bands that cared about the underground independent music scene and would come to Athens in the way that Memphis is like a great music city. Mm-hmm. Athens at that time had a lot of venues and live music places and things going on. So these people turned up in I noticed them like in 93. They might have got there in 92. And what they were doing, you know, three of them had a band together. So Jeff Mangum from Nijima Kato would be drumming, and Will Cullen Hart and Bill Doss would be like singing and playing combinations of bass and guitar. They had a band called Synthetic Flying Machine that would perform for free in the lobby of like a Mexican restaurant in the town. And it just felt like this great handmade flyers and interesting artwork and handmade cassettes and playing songs with like wild Syd Barrett type lyrics and imagery, but like more chaotic, sloppy, fuzz-based punk structure energy to the performances. So it was very captivating and exciting. And I started filming footage and socializing and spending time with those people right away. And they kind of turned what was a music scene in Athens that had bands like Elf Power that already were of a similar sensibility and kind of like gave all this momentum and unifying force to other bands to kind of form this larger umbrella of what became known as like the Elephant Six bands.
Yeah, that's killer. Well, let's hear a little Neutral Milk Hotel. We'll hear Holland 1945 off of Airplane Over the Sea, probably arguably the biggest record from the collective. And then we'll come back and talk just a little bit more. Hold on one second. 91.7 WYXR. We're here talking to Chad and Lance, associated with the Elephant Six documentary that's going to be playing at Crosstown Arts Theater tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So be sure to go to Crosstown Arts and find more information. We'll be right back. It's WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. That's Neutral Milk Hotel. I'm here talking to Lance Bangs, producer, and Chad Stockfleth, director of the new Elephant Six Recording Co. music documentary that is going to be playing tomorrow night at the Crosstown Theater here in the Crosstown Concourse as part of the Crosstown Arts film series. So that starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow. And we're just sitting here talking about, of course, Neutral Milk Hotel, Jeff Mangum of the band, originally from Ruston, but then in Athens, Georgia. So that whole scene around Athens. Chad, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm super excited. I'm a huge Elephant Six fan, so I'm coming from a place of I haven't seen it yet. So, but Chad, as a filmmaker, you know, some time has passed, and I know that I've, you know, seen with like Beatles documentaries and Beatles books, you know, they're the people that make those movies and create those books. The hardest part of their job is figuring out what the truth is, like what is, you know, trying to piece together what really happened, because people's stories change over time. Did you have any of that, or was it pretty fresh in everyone's mind? What was that like?
Well, I think when you approach a story like this that is made up of so many different characters, everybody's going to have their own version of what happened.
Right.
And their own version of the truth. And so I think, you know, for me, that wasn't even necessarily that important of a thing to try to discover.
Yeah.
Within reason, you know, but, you know, trying to capture the sort of like the spirit and the, you know, the creativity and the kaleidoscopic psychedelic vibes of this scene was really important to me. Like I wanted it to contain the feeling of Elephant Six, maybe more than, you know, a sort of VH1 behind the music sort of rock doc that needs to fill in all the blanks and find dates and things like that, which are somewhat important. But when you see the film, I think you'll see narratively that allows us to sort of like go off in all of these different directions, right? And follow all of these different people down the rabbit hole of their little world, because the story contains so many people with their own worlds. Each one is its own world. And so I wanted to approach it with like a narrative freedom that didn't feel beholden to, I don't know, clinical storytelling or something.
We have the internet now, so people can look up the truth. Like it's
sure.
One of my favorite rock docs, which really isn't, is that Bob Dylan one where most of it's not true. I don't know which was great. So, and Lance, you've been, you know, shot a lot of this footage in the 90s, and then Chad's been working on it, and I'm sure you've been involved with it. But as it's been out there at the festivals, what have been some surprising moments for you? Have you learned anything new, you know, seeing all the footage a lot, but then revisiting it and seeing it with a lot of people in a theater? How's that been for you?
Yeah, as a filmmaker, it's always been really rewarding to me to complete a film and have that experience of having it projected and being in a room of quiet in an almost reverential way, but then hearing laughter and reactions and you know, the sort of like temperature changing in the room as amazing footage gets unveiled and projected. And that, that's been really rewarding at all these different screenings we've been showing it. It's still running at the IFC Center in New York for like another week. It ran for a bunch of theaters in LA and Athens, Georgia, and around the country. It's in like over 40 different cities right now.
Cool.
So it's been great to have people kind of coming out. There's all this, even if you didn't know every record by Beulah or Ladybug Transistor, fairly obscure things that were going on during the pre-internet time period. Just seeing things that are shot in the way that cameras looked in the 90s and what it felt like to be at any music venue in the early 2000s, like there's a lot of sense memory and sort of recognition of footage and sounds and microphones from that time. And so things that were happening in Memphis with the Grifters or other great bands that were active during that era, it will feel like you're, you know, just sort of like recapturing fragments of that time of your life or things that you were sympathetic to or would have been open to if they were happening closer to you.
Nice. And Chad, what's one of your favorite moments of the finished film? What's as you've been working on it and you've been watching a lot too.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments that I really love. You know, one, Robert Schneider tells a 1 minute history of the Elephant Six Recording Company, which has got moments of levity and humor. You know, that's one of the things I think that I'm really proud of with the film and that makes it fun to go see in a theater with an audience is that these aren't all just like self-serious, self-absorbed artists. Like there's a lot of humor. They're very funny people too. And I think the film contains a lot of the humor from those guys. And so getting to laugh with a group of people is so special. Yeah. I don't want to spoil any of the scenes.
That's fair enough. I haven't seen it, so I'm excited. That's talking to Chad and Lance. And guys, I really appreciate you coming for the interview and come to Memphis sometime. I know Lance, you've been, and Chad, you're not too far, so we'll find a reason to get both of y'all here. But I really, really appreciate y'all's time. And we're going to have the Elephant Six Recording Company documentary airing tomorrow here at the Crosstown Theater, 7 o'clock. It's part of the Crosstown Arts Movie Theater series on Thursday nights. So get here at 7. I've talked to a bunch of people. There's going to be, I think it's going to be a packed house tomorrow night. So we're really excited. And I'll send you guys a report of how it goes. So, thank you so much for your time. And hope to see you guys soon. And let's hear we'll hear some Apples in Stereo. Robert Schneider. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right. See you. Right. See you, Chad. See you, Lance.
Bye-bye.
Scott Taylor, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis.
Give it up now, feel it. Pleasure's mine.
Thank you.
WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. Song on the radio. I'm Robbie. Big shout out to Chad Stockfleth and Lance Bangs, director and producer of the Elephant Six Recording Company movie that's coming out. It's been out in festivals and limited release screenings, but it'll be showing here tomorrow night at the Crosstown Theater, part of the Crosstown Arts Movie Nights that they're doing every Thursday. Music documentary featuring the Elephant Six. We talked all about it. We'll have it up in our archives a little bit later today, maybe tomorrow. But thanks again to Lance and Chad for coming to do that. We played, we did some Apples in the Stereo, Shine a Light, one of their probably more popular songs. Robert Schneider was, I mean, he did a lot of the kind of wrangling and recording of a lot of those bands. And I'm sure I'll learn a lot more tomorrow when I'm at the thing. Circulatory System off their self-titled record. It's Yesterday's World. I had that record back in the day. I love that song. Elf Power, The Arrow Flies Close from When the Red King Comes. The Sun's another Elephant Six band, The Sunshine Fix, Age of the Sun, and ended with another Neutral Milk Hotel off their In the Airplane Over the Sea album, Ghost. They also have On Avery Islands, another great record from them. So check them out. Oh, and then we ended it. Why did I play Grifters, the Memphis band Grifters, off their Eureka EP, Whatever Happened to Felix Cole? They weren't an Elephant Six band, but Lance did mention them when he talked about Memphis. And he also, I mean, that's about around the same time all the Elephant Six stuff was happening. And they recorded that on four or eight tracks. They home recorded that, basically. So it's kind of in the same spirit. Don't forget, we've got the WYXR Crosstown Arts and Memphis Listening Lab record swap this weekend here in the Crosstown Concourse. Have vendors from all over the region selling records, so if you want to bolster your vinyl collection or get started, that's a good place to go. We'll have WYXR DJs out in the central atrium from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 3 on Sunday. We've got new merchandise, a new cool fish, kind of like fish on the with the boat on the front of the pyramid shirt that JB and Liv have been working on. We've also got a brand new hat. We've got just limited edition on both those things. We're going to start doing some more limited edition stuff in addition to our pledge drive merch from Loaded for Bear and our logo shirts. But come check it out this weekend. I'm going to play a couple more. We've got the Big G coming up at 4 o'clock and Jaunt with Janet in at 6, followed by Daniel Mathis is reaching out at 8 o'clock, and then DJ Witness in with Club Paradise at 9. And ending the night tonight, Natalie Wilson will have Bennett of Magic Kids and Barbara's, and now of his own band, about to put a record out on Goner. He'll be guest DJing with Natalie tonight on her show Strange Wave. So be sure and tune in for that. And as always, we are a nonprofit community freeform radio station, and we need your dollars to help keep the stuff with Elephant Six, those interviews going. And we just did our Clive Davis interview. We've got all this, hundreds of hours of programming that all takes money to make it happen. And so you can go to WYXR.org and donate and help be part of it. We've got membership levels, and just any amount gets you into the family here at WYXR. WYXR.org/donate. All right, I'll be back next week, but I'll be around too here and there. So thanks for listening. WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Big G up next.
One of my favorite hobbies is cooking. Today I'm going to cook a very special lasagna recipe. I call it Liberace lasagna. Step number one, remove all diamond rings. Not only makes the rings messy, but it might fall in the sauce. Now, because I don't like the chopped onions, I use this very handy little chopper. It keeps the tears out of your eyes. Lasagna is made from a long, flat noodle, like this. I break it in two. I just checked the boiling lasagna, and it's ready. Graham Kerr taught me a little trick. Instead of pouring cold water into the lasagna to keep it from sticking together, put in some ice cubes. We'll be right back.
Goner Records is proud to sponsor WYXR. The 20th Goner Fest is coming to Rail Garden Thursday, September 28th through Sunday, October 1st, featuring bands from all over the globe, including the OCs, the Gories, the Mummies, Coffin, Sweeping Promises, Marked Men, and over 20 more bands and DJs. Ticket and streaming information at gonerfest.com.
The third annual Record Swap and Zine Fest, hosted by the Memphis Listening Lab and Crosstown Arts, is coming up soon on September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and September 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Crosstown Concourse with free admission. Vendors will have new and used vinyl records, CDs, cassette tapes, and other music memorabilia. The fest will also feature local zine makers and zine creation booths. For more information, email info@memphislisteninglab.org.
Tune in this Thursday at 9 a.m. for a special broadcast. Support the Arts, a Memphis Mayoral Arts Forum. Hear from mayoral candidates about their position on the Memphis arts sector. That's this Thursday at 9 a.m. only on WYXR 91.7 FM.
Mississippi's independent record store, The End of All Music, has locations in Oxford and Jackson, Mississippi. Both shops are open 7 days a week, specializing in new and used vinyl.